Leading the news this morning, global markets have welcomed that deal to tackle the Eurozone's huge debt crisis. The agreement was reached after late-night talks in Brussels. It includes a 4- to 5-fold increase in bailouts for struggling governments. Leading banks will also cut Greece's debt by half. Libya's interim government says it will prosecute the killers of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. The National Transitional Council's deputy president says an investigation has already been launched into the killing. Meanwhile, the United Nations Security Council has just voted to end international military operations in Libya from next Monday. The New South Wales and Victorian premiers have written to the Prime Minister asking her to intervene in the ongoing industrial dispute at Qantas. Baggage handlers and transport workers will walk off the job again today. More than 10,000 passengers are expected to be affected by that action. The Queen will formally open the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Perth this morning. The 3 days of talks will include discussions on changes to the organisation. On the agenda is the introduction of a Charter of Principles and a Commissioner for Democracy and Human Rights. And a report by Victoria's Office of Police Integrity has triggered the resignations of two of the Victorian Police Minister's closest advisers. The report found one adviser leaked information to the media about...